This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Litchfield Economic Development Coordinator Tanya Flannery and Tourism Coordinator Carol Berg. Ladies, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Hello, Tobin.
And we are here to talk about, it's hard to believe, ninth year. We're going to dedicate this time and talk about the Festival of Trees. 9 years, still going strong. Carol, start with you and tell me a little bit about this year's festival.
This year's festival will again be held at Lincoln Land Community College, and the dates are November 18th through Sunday, November 20th. And the purpose of this event is to raise funds and awareness for charities, and many of those are local charities, and that's done through silent bids on trees, wreaths, and centerpieces. And so all the funds that are raised go to the charity that's designated by the person that sponsors the entry.
And some of these trees, I remember going through it in years past, absolutely beautiful trees. They mm-hmm. are very creative, and they do a wonderful job with decorating and taking care of the trees.
Right.
And Tanya, this is a pretty big event for the city.
It is. As you said, it's the ninth year, and the city sponsors this event because they feel it's important, and not only for the tourism aspect where they have visitors coming in to go through the displays, but also that it provides funds for our local charities during the holiday season. Throughout the last 9 or 8 years, we've raised over $35,000 for charities, and we hope to be successful this year as well in being able to provide the for those in need.
Now this year, the charities involved, who will be involved this year? Are you still trying to iron out the details on who will be involved?
Well, so far we have 25 entries, and that's a combination of trees, wreaths, and centerpieces, so there's still room for some more entries. And the charities that are going to benefit from the entries that have already been submitted are the Elizabeth Ann Seton Program, St. Louis Children's Hospital NICU, Breaking Bread, which is a local dinner that's served in Litchfield, also the Litchfield Education Foundation. So those are the charities that are going to benefit, and the people that have submitted those are the Bank and Trust, the Litchfield School District. We have a local family, the Towners, that are involved every year. So, but there's still room for more entries.
And of course, you made mention about more entries. Mm-hmm. They can contact you at City Hall?
Yes, absolutely.
And tell me a little bit, you kind of touched base on this a little bit about how this works. The trees are set up, I guess individuals walk through the Lincoln Land Community College and they place a bid on the trees, or how exactly does this work?
That is correct. All the trees and the wreaths and the centerpieces will be on display at Lincoln Land, and when the people come in, they receive a bid number, and so then they just enter their number and what they're bidding on the sheets that are provided in front of each entry. So, and then on Sunday afternoon, we award those to the highest bidder at 3 o'clock.
And this is a huge draw, and I know a lot of people go to Lincoln Land just to see the trees and see how, and it kind of puts an early start to the holiday season.
It does. Actually, the event is a unique way for not only individuals, but organizations and groups to get involved in a way that can make a difference for someone else during the holiday season. We have it every year, the weekend before Thanksgiving, knowing that many put up a Christmas tree the day following Thanksgiving. So in preparation for that, they can come out, view the display, have a great time with their family over the weekend at the event, and then have their tree already prepared for them. The event also provides delivery, which also helps another charity. And so it can be set up in your home that evening on Sunday or Monday for the holiday. So it's been a great opportunity for others to get involved. We hope that it isn't just Litchfield individuals and organizations. We hope that it would be countywide or bi-countywide. Visitors certainly come from the region, not just from Litchfield. And in past years, we've had over 1,000 people come through. There generally is about 80 entries, 40 trees, 40 wreaths and centerpieces. Again, that makes Lincoln Land Auditorium very full. So we are hoping that to control those numbers and to make the entries quality entries, but also ones that individuals will come out and bid for. And we hope that they will make sure that they are bidding for the charity to be able to provide for, and as well as providing as well as getting a reasonable cost tree.
What size trees are we dealing with here? Are they like the 10-foot size, or are they smaller?
They're all sizes. Really, we have some that are even the 2-foot trees. Some people do the very small ones. The tallest tree we do is 7-foot, but most people stick around a 6-foot tree because those are the ones that can be delivered. Anything more than 6-foot is really kind of difficult for deliver. Aaron's rental has stepped up again this year and will be doing the deliveries for us, so we're very grateful for that. And then the money that they get from doing the deliveries, and they in turn donate to a charity. So
outstanding. Mm-hmm. And it seems like everything is well in place for this year's Festival of Trees. Hard to believe, 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
That is
right.
9 years. And then, Tanya, moving on, you have a night of networking event coming up early December?
We do. Generally, we do this in cooperation with the Festival of Trees, and we felt this year we wanted to pull that out as a special appreciation for business and community leaders. So we'll be hosting that on December the 8th from 5:30 to 7 at the Litchfield Country Club. All are welcome. We'll be sending out invitations as well as giving public notice to register for that event. We'll have a speaker at 6 o'clock that's going to give an update on a local project. So we hope that the community will come out and support it, as well as the Festival of Trees. Again, these events are done for the public, and we just hope that people will support both the economic development and the tourism programs.
And more details about the night of networking will probably be released later on.
They will be.
All right. And Carol, while we have you here, not too long ago, you attempted or the Do the Loo Festival was held out at Lake Lou Yeager.
Right.
Give us an update on how things went with Do the Loo.
We were very pleased with Do the Loo this year. The ski show was very well received, had good turnout for both of their shows. The barbecue event, the competitors had nothing but positive things to say about being at the lake and are anxious to come back again next year. We had over 160 competitors in the triathlon. So there was a lot of activity going on. The folks that came had a wonderful time and heard a lot from families, especially that how nice it was to come as a family out to the lake and spend some time there together as a family. So it's definitely, we'll do it again. It was very successful.
All right, outstanding. And it's always glad to hear good news and about an event. And I know this one was kind of, you felt that it was going to go well, mm-hmm. and I'm glad to hear that everything did go well.
Yes.
So, Carol, Tanya, it's always a pleasure to have you in and talk with us about the 9th Annual Festival of Trees and the upcoming Night of Networking. And I look forward to our chats in the future. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guests were Litchfield Economic Development Coordinator Tanya Flannery and Litchfield Tourism Coordinator Carol Burke. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Toba Dott.